Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom is an assistant professor at Boston University in the Department of Organizational Behavior. He teaches seven, folks, count them, seven classes. These lucky students are so fortunate to have somebody smart like him teaching them, somebody who's not only smart, but he's real world. Tom is a real world guy, and you don't find that too many times, too much in the higher education world. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's the producer of the indie film Spin the Plate, and he's our good friend for 10 years. He's been hanging out with us. Tom Anastasi, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'll have to let my students know you told them they were lucky. So this
Do you tell them I said they're very fortunate? They should be glad they've got you. Hey, Tom, one of the things that we're all learning more about is doing virtual meetings, virtual presentations, and probably a whole lot of proposals for business that are being delivered with Zoom and with other virtual video platforms. And one of the things you want to talk about today, though, is something that was my very first foray into the virtual world online, and that's the webinar. I was doing webinars, golly, almost 20 years ago. I was doing webinars for clients for like I did a number of them for IBM. I did some for several other companies, and of course these were all audio. There was no video in those days. Because most people didn't have a big enough bandwidth to receive video online like that. But yeah, webinars are handy, but they're strategic, right? You use them for certain things.
Yeah, and so I remember doing 20 years ago, I used to do webinars too, and I remember maybe 15 years ago that the first kind of foray into video mm-hmm. was available, but
WebEx.
It was really expensive.
Yeah.
But for training seminars, companies would want everybody in the company to go to my seminar, and that means flying people in. And even
right.
though it would cost something like $5,000 an hour, it was still cheaper
right.
than flying everybody in from all over the world. Yeah. And so
it was
one
clunky.
Of
you had to have the company you used had to have a central operation. You had to send them your slides. As I say, it was clunky and everything. It's not as smooth as it is now.
No, they had to have a T1 line and all this
yeah.
other stuff that I don't
oh,
really
yeah.
understand, and it was pretty crazy. And you couldn't. And basically, what you could do is you could do PowerPoint slides. You couldn't
yep.
do video of a person.
Right.
But anyway, so things have really really increased quite a bit. The benefit of doing a webinar over a Zoom call, which I know everyone's familiar with, is well, one thing is that you have unlimited people. Unless you have a super expensive, Zoom thing like Boston University does, we can have 500 people.
Wow.
But even then, we do events where we have more than 500 people. I think for the most that you can get for if you're not a giant university, it's 100. So
right.
if you have an event with over 100, you're going to need to do a webinar. But it's also got another advantage. The most often said phrase in 2020 is, "You're muted." And so,
No. The most important one is you're not muted.
You're not muted. And if you do a webinar, someone can see your whatever you're doing, and you don't have to worry about them.
Right.
Let's face it: if you have 50 or 60 people in a sales meeting, someone's gonna, they've got lives. They're gonna, have their mute on. I mean, they're not gonna have their mute on. Things like that. You can really control your environment.
If the host doesn't know how to control mute and how to control the video of the attendees, I gave a presentation a few months ago, and the host did not know how to do any of that, and it was really hard for me to make my presentation while I was counting the nose hairs of one of the guests that could not get his head out of his own camera, and it kept popping up. You know what I mean? I didn't have control of the event, and a Zoom presentation without control is not fun.
No, and especially because, I mean, if you have 150 people at your presentation, it's hard if you are the host to monitor all those people because right. you can't see them all on one screen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it gives you a lot of benefit to doing this. And it's actually
so how does a webinar prevent that from happening? Tell them how a webinar is different from like a Zoom call.
Well, because for a webinar is like a TV broadcast, where they can't interact with you except through chat or however you want, but they can't interact with their audio, they can't interact with their video. You also don't have to worry about Zoom bombers because it's only mm-hmm. one way. So if you're sending it out to a lot of people, you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, there's 500 people, how do I know one of those people isn't going to be somebody who's going to be disrupting my presentation.
Mm-hmm. All they can do is attend and receive the content. They don't get to chime in, except at the end, if you want to, then you open it up to comments, right? Or people type in the old days. The last one I did, they just typed their comments into a moderator.
So you can. So you can always do that. But that's you have control over that. So
yes.
Which is the good thing. If people want to ask questions that way. So it's kind of like watching a baseball game rather than, so you're just watching what other people are doing, but that still allows a lot of control. The other nice thing is that if you do use, for instance, Zoom as your platform, you can do a Zoom webinar, so you can just send it out in a different format, mm-hmm. or you can send it to YouTube, you can send it to Facebook, and you can do all that live,
right.
Which is very, very nice. We just did an event. It was actually a play a few weeks ago, and we had 500 people at it, and they were from all over the country because we advertised on YouTube and Zoom because people wanted to see a live presentation. The only thing is, if you do it on YouTube, you have to sign up for a YouTube account, and it takes 24 hours or so to get process. They know that you are the good guys, not the bad guys.
Exactly.
So
hey, Tom, I need your website. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. You're going to talk to us
sure.
about some of the things we need to make sure that
we
need to make sure that we you got to get the right settings, folks, for the webinar. You got to know how to do your audio. Audio is important. Video is important, but audio is more important, in my opinion. You've heard me say that before. I'm going to come right back with Tom Metastasi. After the break, I'm Jim Blassingame. 22. 20 after, I should say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.